You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
You guys like, you guys do marijuana? You guys, anybody in this room do marijuana? I don't. My mom's right here, so I don't. I don't smoke weed. I smoke fools like you on the b-ball court. What's up? No, I don't. I think marijuana is dumb. It's too popular. Too many people like it. Marijuana is so popular, it's even popular with people that call it marijuana. That's weird. I heard a dude the other day who was like, yeah, I had a marijuana edible. Give it a nickname, you weirdo. What's wrong with you, man? You creepy man. I was like, I don't smoke weed. I probably still do acid, though. That's not how that's supposed to work, but, you know. That's not how that balance of power is supposed to work. A lot of people are scared to do it. I'm not scared to do it. A lot of people think it's too intense of a drug. Acid's too intense of a drug, but it's not. It's just a matter of timing. Because the thing about acid is it takes about an hour before it does anything, which, as it turns out, just enough time to forget that you've done acid. You spend that first 45 minutes just walking around trying to do regular shit, like, yeah, I'll go to the bank. Why wouldn't I? In that last 15 minutes, you're like, ah, shit. Oh, man. What if it happens now? Then finally, there's a moment where you're like, what if it happens now? No. That's when it's happening. I don't know if you guys follow that. That's when it's happening. Oh man. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm trying to like not drink so much, but like that's a complicated thing because like if you stop drinking, you can't start to think you're responsible too early. You know what I mean? You can't be like halfway done. You'd be like, I'm doing a pretty good job. Y'all have a drink. Why not? You gotta think you're a piece of shit the whole time. And then when you're done, you're like, oh, okay, I never want to do this again. Cause like, then you start doing weird, like half responsible stuff. Like you ever been drunk in that spot where you still think you can drive and you go out to your car, you try to stick the keys in the door and you miss a few times. You're like, okay, maybe I'm too drunk to drive. That's fine. But then you try to go back into the house and you try to stick the keys in the door and you miss a few times and you're like, okay, maybe I'm too drunk to live here. That's fine. Then you just move at 3 a.m. How you find a broker at that hour? It's 3 a.m. You always have that friend that like offers to drive drunk for you. He's like in a real bad rut, but it manifests him thinking he's a good drunk driver. So he like offers to drive drunk for you. Like you ever been trying to stop somebody from driving drunk, but you're also drunk? So you're like, all right, man, I guess we'll talk about it on the way. I don't know. you get to the store to buy more alcohol, even though neither of you needs it. And everything feels like a challenge. All the bottles say stuff like, oh, alcohol may cause birth defects. I'm like, yo, I already been born. What are you talking about, man? I mean, this shit 26 years, but you think you're gonna hurt me now? No. Mom's a little lady. I'm not going back in there. That's how that works. It's ergonomically unreasonable. You ever seen a 5'3" Nigerian woman with 6'3" Nigerian dude legs hanging out? Just who does the walking in that scenario? It's a weird four-legged beast. Octopi Wall Street is a pun I've been trying to shoehorn into this album. I'm trying to force in there. This is fun.
Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.